White. Everywhere white. A blank, patient, restless white. Through it two figures moved. They walked slowly, heads bowed to the humped, grassy terrain over which their booted feet trod. They stumbled now and then and stopped occasionally to peer around themselves and argue. They were bareheaded and wore shorts, as they had not expected to encounter such conditions at this time of year. The smaller of the two tripped and almost fell. "Keith, let's face it, we're lost." "We're not lost, Marie, love," said the other. "As long as we keep going down, we'll be okay." "Rubbish, we're as lost can be." "We're not. See this stream? It's flowing downhill, as water does. If we follow it, it'll lead us off the moor." Marie tutted, and they trudged on through the whiteness in silence. Keith shouldering the rucksack that contained all of their gear. He didn't mind. It was one of her conditions, and he played along. The mist fascinated him. It wasn't a complete blank. It contained whorls and swirls, like you were staring into slowly moving liquid. If you looked at one bit, it felt like you were falling or flying. "Far out, man," he thought. "It's your fault we're lost. We shouldn't have spent so much time on that blooming rock." "Tor," he corrected. "Torment, this is. Come on, you seem to be enjoying it up there, sunbathing." She stopped and turned to him. Her pale face, framed by ginger curls, looked pinched and drawn. "Sorry, Keith, it's just... this mist is freaking me out a bit." He smiled down at her. "You know what the guidebook said, love? You can expect sudden fogs on the moor at any time of the year." "Oh, nuts to your guidebook." With that, Marie turned and stomped off into the mist. Keith shook his head. He'd never understand chicks. Well, he'd never understand Marie, at any rate. She was younger than him, only 19, and worked full-time in Woolies. She didn't seem to understand the academic life, and she often laughed at his studies. Geology. Just a lot of old rocks. "Is that what gets your rocks off?" Marie screamed. The sound cut right through him. Keith stumbled towards the mist, but Marie emerged before he reached it. "What is it?" he asked. She pointed, grimacing. "Monsters! Monsters in the mist!" He looked in the direction indicated by her trembling finger. There did indeed appear to be shapes in the mist, standing off-white in the colourless air. Shambling things, the size of shire horses, white, moving with a slow deliberation that unnerved Keith. As the shapes advanced, they seemed to shrink and slowly resolve themselves out of the blankness. Relief struck Keith like a punchline to a joke. Sheep! Sheep, about a dozen of them, meandering slowly across the moor. Keith felt foolish. He should have remembered how mist magnifies objects. The creatures glanced at the two humans and ambled on, clearly used to them. "Funny thing about sheep, it sounds like they are saying the word bar instead of buying, if you see what I mean." Marie burst out laughing. "God, Keith, you are weird." They hugged and clutched each other as they watched the sheep fade away. Marie stood back from him, her face worried again. He'd never known a girl with such changeable moods. "Thing is, we're still lost." "We're not lost as long as we follow the stream," said Keith. They were back where they started, on opposite sides. He wanting to convince, she refusing to be convinced. "Thing is," Keith thought, looking around at the unchanging, featureless void, "I'm beginning to wonder myself. Perhaps they really were lost." You heard of people dying of exposure out here? In his mind floated a phantom headline in the mirror. "More pair missing. Police investigation continues." He shivered.